Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk a little bit about my development as a trader. Now what happened to me is I'm a little older than a lot of my constituents that are probably involved with Safe Day Trading. So I spent a lot of time in my, as a matter of fact, I was an accountant by training for a while, and so basically what happened to me, and this happens to everybody, okay, is that you develop a type of analysis. You know, first type of analysis, especially with your 401k, or if you have some money that you finally get a chance to really do some investing, then, you know, you start looking at how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to trade, and how to make the decision as to what to trade. And so basically what you do is you do fundamental analysis. And that means that, you know, you look at the balance sheet, you look at what people are saying, all that stuff. The problem with that is that fundamental analysis really requires you to do a buy and a hold. So it means that you have to have a stop that's fairly large, because it may go up or down. You know, you're counting on it going in one direction, and it may not make that direction for a while. You know, and you're looking at people that are holding on to stocks for a year, 2 years. You know, the decision they made is that, you know, like your mutual fund, you know, well, you know, we made 12%, average 12% over the last 10 years. Well, there were years that, you know, they lost 9% or 20% or whatever the case may be, and they made it back up. So basically that's fundamental analysis. The other part of that analysis is, you know, it's the old friend told me what to buy type of thing. And boy, this happened to me once, and it cost me about $20,000, and I will never do that again. So at some point you become a little bit more sophisticated, especially if you're really interested in trading and becoming very knowledgeable. And at that point, then you can move into technical trading, you know, and that means looking at candlesticks and studies and all that kind of stuff. And that becomes pretty important, because you can start calling directions. The nice thing about it is your stops don't have to be as big. You know, you can only have a $40 stop or $30 stop or $50 stop. Whereas in a fundamental analysis, you know, you may need a couple of $100 stop. And so the question is what am I going to do with that? Well, you know, you're learning to trade. You're learning to trade direction. But, you know, what I'm suggesting here is that at some point you get pretty good at the technical trading, but you're still not trading. You're not trading like you could be. You know, you analyze something, you look at it and you say, boy, that looks like it's going to go up, or that's going to go down, but I don't do anything about trading it. And then I watch it, and sure enough, it did, which is pretty good. And I congratulate you on that. But the problem is that your confidence in your program or your procedures is not there. And because of that, you know, you're very careful about trading. You're worried about loss, basically, it comes down to. You know, I don't want to lose more money. And I would say that if you go from technical or from fundamental analysis to technical analysis, you probably have lost money, okay? And you realize the reason I had to shift to a technical analysis was because I'm losing money from the fundamental standpoint. So I want to suggest that there's a next step that you have to take, and that is moving from fundamental analysis to technical analysis to mental analysis. And this is where, you know what's going on, but you've got to start spending some time between the years figuring out how I can make this painless and how I can give up my stop, okay? So let's run the numbers. I just talked to a friend of mine who's starting to move that way as well. And, you know, he says he's about 60% accurate, okay? So let's figure he does 10 trades. He does 10 trades. He has a stop of $40, so $50, make it easy. So his potential loss for the 10 trades that he trades is, $200, right? But his operating or his profit stop may be anywhere between $70 to $100. So let's assume that let's assume that he makes he makes six trades at $70. That's $420 on a $200 stop loss. So basically, he's doubling his money, and that's what I want to share with you. And want you to start thinking about is you need to think about the numbers. Okay, you know, okay, I lost $40, but if I'm successful 6 out of 10 times, then you know I'm going to double my money for those 10 trades. And so that's the shift I want you to start thinking about, the move from fundamental to technical to mental. And hopefully it'll help you in analyzing your situation and hopefully help you become a more successful trader. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.